This goes to Dr. Freestone, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Joyce Molina, M like Mary, O-L-I-N-A, date of birth 4/29/1949. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Molina with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. Her last visit was March 18th of this year. She is trying to lose weight through caloric restriction, and she's managed to lose 12 pounds over the last 6 months. Her goal weight would be about 135, she reports, and that should be a decent weight for someone 63 inches tall. She has been using quite a bit of Tums recently for upset stomach, and she was encouraged to stop using them since they elevate her calcium level. And she agreed to stop using them. She also has a lot of gas, and she can use some methicone tablets if she needs instead of Tums. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She gets occasional heartburn and some nausea and had been using Tums. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No current edema. Medications, I want to highlight carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams twice a day. Amlodipine is 10 milligrams daily. Lasix, 20 milligrams daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Pepcid is 20 milligrams at bedtime. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams at bedtime. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 159 pounds. Pulse, 75, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150/78. Neck is supple without jugular, with mild jugular venous distension bilaterally. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. And she has an aortic systolic murmur and a regular heart rate. Abdomen is obese without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 16th, 2024, creatinine is 1.52 with GFR 36. Albumin is 3.8, calcium elevated at 10.8, phosphorus 4.3, sodium 136, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 21, hemoglobin is 12.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypercalcemia secondary to Tums use. We advise the patient to stop using oral calcium supplements, including Tums, at this point, and she agrees to do so. Some methicone would be fine if she wants to use something for excessive gas and some discomfort, but nothing calcium-based. 3, hypertension, currently near to goal. All routine medications will be continued, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.